His Eye is on the Sparrow by Sevilla Martin, 1869 to 1948. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear. And resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Matthew 10, verses 29 to 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than sparrows. We all face discouragement at times. Circumstance, sorrow, or trials come upon us, and in our humanness, we can lose the joy and courage that should be ours. The hymn, His Eye is on the Sparrow, was inspired by a couple, the Doolittles of Elmira, New York, who had plenty of reason to be discouraged. For 20 years, Mrs. Doolittle had been confined to bed as an invalid. Her husband, a partial invalid, managed his business from a wheelchair. The songwriter, Sevilla Martin, who also authored God Will Take Care of You, tells of a visit to the Doolittles in 1904. Deeply impressed by the joyful spirit that the Doolittles maintained in spite of severe adversity, Mrs. Martin asked the woman if she ever got discouraged because of her physical condition. Her friend responded quickly, "Mrs. Martin, how can I be discouraged when my Heavenly Father watches over every little sparrow, and I know He loves and cares for me?" Within just a few minutes, Mrs. Martin completed the writing of her new text, which has since been a source of much encouragement to many of God's people. It is interesting that our Lord chose the most common of all birds, sparrows of little human value, to teach a profound truth. In God's eyes, no one is insignificant. He is vitally concerned with even the small details of our lives. Notice also that the Bible uses another bird to teach this inspiring truth. Isaiah 40:31. Those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. With an awareness of God's concern for our lives and the promise of His enabling power to live victoriously, why should we be afraid? This story background was taken from two sources, Songs in the Night, Inspiring Stories Behind 100 Hymns Born in Trial and Suffering by Henry Gariope, and also the book Amazing Grace, 365 Hymn Stories of Daily Devotions by Kenneth Osbeck.